Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Twin City Ballet hosts events coming up this weekend at Caroli Park. It's Ballet Under the Stars. With me in studio is the company's artistic director, Linda Lavender Ford, and choreographer, Joe East. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here. Linda, the signature event for the ballet company, is ready to take the stage and the park coming up this weekend. It gets underway with an all-new children's ballet school performance. Tell us about that.
Well, last year we did Holy Caroli, the park after dark. This year we're doing Holy Caroli, it's a Zubilation celebration. It's a continuance of the competition that we started last summer, and it's going to go on to the animals from the zoo and the animals in the park competing.
It sounds like quite an undertaking, not only in terms of choreography, but also I would imagine in terms of costumes.
Oh, we have the best costumer in the world. Charlotte Crawford is there and has the finesse with everything she does.
When we look at area schools participating, having an opportunity to see this performance, tell us about what you enjoy about seeing the audience reaction, seeing these kids kind of light up when they see something like this come to life.
Well, the kids are actually involved.
They even better, interactive. Yeah.
They get up and dance with the different animals, and we encourage that. They don't have to just sit there. They can just have a ball with the music, and it's music they are used to that they really can relate to, and it's really quite beautiful. We have some classical, but then we have a lot of the fun things, too.
As we get ready for Ballet Under the Stars, some great new performances. Tell us about Saturday evening's performance coming up.
Well, I'm going to let Joe tell you that.
And I will.
Well, Joe, you've been involved in working with the production. Living North, Dreaming South. Tell us about this.
Well, it's a premise we touched on many years ago, and I thought we'd revamp it this year. It's about a boy living in New York, time to explore the world. So he goes out, tries to kind of find his legs, and ends up down here, actually in Louisiana. So it's a kind of a tale of him going from north to south and the adventures on the way, the different girls he meets, making some choices, kind of growing up. So like I said, we had done this several years ago, and I've kind of refreshed it, all new music, and just get a new twist on it.
Does a story like that, it almost sounds like it lends itself to the setting in that we're outside in the outdoor amphitheater over at Caroli Park.
Absolutely. Well, that's part of the appeal.
Right.
You know, when I created this, I had that in mind, to kind of put that focus on it just for the park. So it would kind of work with the outdoor setting and the nature of the theme. And I brought one of my dancers in from New York, the boy who's playing the lead, who I've worked with for many years. So he's worked with the company also for several years.
Yeah.
So he was free, and we're fortunate enough to have him. He's great.
Some of the other featured selections coming up Saturday evening.
There are three other pieces that are being done before my piece. So we've got a piece by Diane Maroney, Impossible Dream. And one of our locals, Leah Stevens, did a new piece called Influencia, beautiful.
Leah was accepted as a young emerging choreographer.
Oh, absolutely.
She's one of our artists with the company. But at the Regional Dance America Festival, her piece was premiered there.
Oh, great.
And then we are also doing, Leah Alsop did a piece, Hold on Hope, which is amazing. And that's also in the show. So it's no intermission, one run, four pieces. And I think it's a really tight show, and it's going to be a good evening.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Well, Linda, one of the things, the unique setting that we've alluded to, but also tell us more about some of the things that will be taking place. A buffet dinner, I understand, is going to be provided.
On Saturday, before the performance, there will be a wine and cheese for all of our patrons. And then afterwards, very, very delicious fried catfish dinner and all of the special things that Randall's makes.
Yeah. Did you say fried catfish?
I did. Fried catfish.
Well, that's enough to bring me out.
But the Saturday evening ticket for the wine and cheese, the whole show, and the dinner is $45. And then on Friday night, we do just the show, and that is $25 for that ticket. Then on Sunday, we do our gift back to the city of West Monroe, and that is a free performance of Holy Caroli and of the evening show. And oh, the park is beautiful. It looks so glorious. And the weather, we're very thankful. Great weather.
What is a highlight of the event for you? Is it the audience? Is it the performers? Is it, I guess, maybe even the setting?
Well, definitely the setting is so, to me, just to be able to get outside and experience dance and in all of nature.
There is nothing like seeing the dancers on stage set in front of the bayou back there when it's lit, dusk, when you see the stars at night, it's beautiful.
Right.
Linda, one other thing is that there's a lot of community effort, a lot of partnerships in helping to bring this and put it together.
Well, we are so sincerely grateful to some of our sponsors. We've just recently received a wonderful grant from Plum Creek, and it's for Ballet Under the Stars. And then the Convention and Tourism Bureau is a great sponsor of the arts. And of course, our Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. We have more, but those are our lead sponsors.
Linda Lavender Ford serves as Artistic Director for Twin City Ballet. Joe East, choreographer with the upcoming performances at Ballet Under the Stars. Linda, if someone would like to find out more information, how could they do so?
They should call 325-7179 for information.
Linda, Joe, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room anytime on our website, kedm.org.